Australia Council for the Arts announced on the 24th of September a $750,000 funding to support artists with a disability and celebrate artistic excellence. The CEO, Tony Grabowski, made the funding announcement at the Meeting Place Forum, an annual forum for disability, arts and culture in Australia.
We are supporting a new structured mentorship as part of a practice-based project or career development opportunity for artists with disability. These will be designed to be particularly beneficial for artists who have not yet been able to access Council's grants programs. Secondly, we will launch two new national awards to celebrate the achievement of artists with disability. For an established artist, and an award of $50,000, and an emerging artist, $20,000.
Liz Martin is the Arts Development Manager for Accessible Arts, the New South Wales peak body for arts and disability. She says this funding will make a huge impact for emerging artists with a disability, but would like to see a greater focus on established artists.
I think it would be great if there were more opportunities for established artists as well. I'd like to see the Australia Council move towards that, towards increasing funding in that area as well. But this is a fantastic effort, absolutely.
Artist and academic Dr. Deborah Keenahan creates artwork about disability, especially from her own experience.
Dwarfism doesn't disable me. What disables me is people's attitudes to my dwarfism.
She is currently creating an artwork called Being Deborah. It's a virtual reality experience in which the audience will put on the goggles and become immersed in her world.
In the world as a person with dwarfism. Now, people have often said to me, oh yes, all I need to do is just get down on my knees. No. Because it is more than just height difference. It is how people treat you differently.
So what are the unique and diverse challenges that artists with a disability face? Liz Martin says people with a disability learn different ways to do everything.
I think anyone with disability is going to be a bit of a hacker because you just have to if you want to get on with things. This world is not necessarily built in an open, inclusive kind of way. So you just find other ways of doing things.
One issue for artists is employment. Liz Martin says it would be good if these pathways opened up for artists with a disability.
And so you learn your own pathway through, but it would be also great if there was, if the system would just open up a little bit and make it easier for people with disability to go through some of those tertiary arts institutions. And there's still a bit of a block there, and there's still a bit of a block within a lot of arts organisations for people with disability to find full-time employment there.
Dr. Keenahan says a main challenge that she faces as an artist with a disability is attitudes.
I think when it comes to disability and art, for many in the general public, their perception of disability and art is sort of like, well, isn't it something you do for therapy? It's therapeutic. Rather than considering that the person with a disability has the skill and the talent to actually develop and produce artwork.
Another issue is the pay gap. The Creating Pathways report states that, quote, people with disability continue to be underrepresented among practicing professional artists and earn, on average, 42% less than their counterparts without disability. But Liz Martin says she's not surprised.
Yeah, look, I think it's a snowball effect of all these different sorts of blocks. So education could be one, employment could be another, you know, previous collaboration opportunities. As an artist, every opportunity you take on builds and builds and builds and builds your potential as an artist to work and your working opportunities and also your employment opportunities. And if you've had numerous blocks from different angles, then, yeah, it doesn't surprise me in any way that on the average, artists with disability are earning 42% less.
The Australian Council of the Arts Awards for emerging and established artists with a disability will be announced for the first time in December 2019. And Dr. Deborah Keenahan's virtual reality work, Being Deborah, will be part of the Big Anxiety Festival held next year. This is Marlene Even, reporting for 2SER Radio.